Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. George in New Hampshire is with us. Both are instructors here at USA Prepares. I would play this clip for you, except it's 10 words, but I can't because 20% of the words are profanity. And they Tuesday night, the New York City's finest, the New York City Police Department, NYPD, was filmed cursing and shoving at AP reporters, AP Associated Press. That's mainstream. Okay? Mainstream press. And the quote is, "Get the blank out of here, you piece of blank." That's what the New York City's finest cops have done. So if people are, I hear it all the time, oh, they're really good police. Most police are really good. Okay, I've heard that, and I'm looking forward to meeting my first one. Gwyneth, I asked George, do you think we're going down for a long time? He said it's Babylon. I believe that's what he said. Gwyneth, what's your thought?
Okay. I've been saying for quite a while that I think that this is, we are staring a major systemic collapse in the face on the magnitude of the fall of Rome, at least. Okay? Perhaps even worse than the fall of Rome. Because the fall of Rome happened over a long period of time, and this is happening all at once. This is happening quite suddenly, and I think that the supply chain's not coming back, and that means that people are not going to be able to get the stuff that they need for their lives, and that means that they are going to be reduced to living with whatever stuff that they can get from within just a few miles radius of their house, okay? Like, for instance, if they are in an area where people farm sheep, then they'll have to go and have a talk to their local sheep farmer to see if their local sheep farmer can sell them a sheep or a cow or whatever. And that's where it's going to come to. And they'd better have some marketable skills that they can use to generate an income for themselves. So they better know how to do something that other people don't necessarily know how to do so that they can be a useful and productive member of society, and probably such skills are not going to involve tapping a keyboard. Even if you know how to tap a keyboard, and I'm an author. I know how to tap a keyboard, but I have other skills as well. And I'm presently working on building up my other skill sets so that I can have an income in this time when I don't think that people are going to have an income unless they have something practical and useful that they can do. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I'm looking at an image of police in riot gear, you know, body armor, face shields, helmets, nightclubs, billy sticks, whatever you want to call them. Plus, you know, they're guns, and they are behind another fence. So now there are two fences around the White House. There's the first, you know, the White House didn't always have a fence. In modern times, it's gotten a fence. And if you step on the White House lawn, you're going to be arrested. You know, class, there used to be tours of the White House. Not anymore. Now, if you step on the lawn, you get arrested. If you hop the fence, you get arrested. Now, there are two fences. They just put up another one, an outer fence. Maybe it's temporary, but, you know, maybe it'll be fortified with razor wire with the permanent one when they get time to fix it. That's where we're headed. People have had it. And if you look at actual aerial photographs of the George Floyd rallies in Washington, it is a sea of people. I mean wall to wall, shoulder to shoulder, as far as the eye can see. There are so... It makes the inauguration look like the streets are empty. These protests are really serious. And I think for once, the government is actually terrified of we the people. We outnumber the government employees. We are the government. At least that's what they've told us, but that's really not true, right? Because they're always telling us what to do. Now it's them against us and corporations against us. So, I don't know, 328 million of us versus the corporations and versus the government. And that would be town, city, state, and federal. George, any comments? That's always second. My fault here. George, any comments?
Oh, I'm sorry. The welfare system, I think, raised an army of fatherless, entitled people who, I'm not saying all of them, but too many of them, were had by individuals who just wanted the extra child so they could increase their stipend from the welfare system, and the children were left to fend for themselves, eventually gravitating into a lot of bad habits and gangs that at this point now in many of the larger cities outnumber the police forces. And if it wasn't George Floyd, it would have been something else that would have been the spark that basically set it off. But I will say this, Vincent, and then I'll get off because I know you would want to have a lot to cover. I'll just say that you mentioned that Derek Chauvin, the police thug who murdered, that George Floyd committed suicide. It would follow the M.O. for the simple reason that he was a sadistic coward when they had him on film and what he was doing to that man. And that type always is too much of a coward to face the consequences of his actions now, knowing what his life would be like. I would not be surprised if that was true, even though we may not be able to confirm it at this time. I think it would basically stand to reason, don't you?
Absolutely, because the one thing that the people in blue costumes, which have become black costumes, are terrified of, and that is we the people. And even worse than we the people, it's the people in prison, because the police are marked men in prison. And the safest place for a cop to be in a typical prison would be solitary confinement. That'd be the safest place.
Okay.
In general population...
I'll just say this. I was in law enforcement for a little while, and I got to see certain things. Even in solitary confinement, if they want to get you, they can just have one of their gang members check into what they call PC, protective custody. And even solitary confinement wouldn't protect you from a lot of things in that type of system, because it's basically, let's just say, there's a lot of corruption even within the prison walls on many levels.
And it could be as easy as bribing a guard to give medication, if you will, to a person in solitary confinement. You know, medication that would cause, I don't know, heart attack, something like that. So this is the sum of our worst fears in the United States, and it's getting worse. And I read a report that says that President Donald Trump has the lowest first-term approval rating of any president. He's at the bottom already. And I'm not faulting him for everything he's doing, but I am faulting him for listening to people who are giving him bad advice. And in Omaha, Nebraska, the governor, Pete Ricketts, yesterday apologized for calling black leaders "you people." He said, "you people." Those words, "you people." What was he thinking, calling black leaders "you people"? What that means is he believes, by using those words, in my opinion, he believes that he's different. He's above the people he's calling "you people." What an idiot for saying anything like that. How could he? How could he say something like that? "You people." The country is a tinderbox. George in New Hampshire, are you seeing any rioting in New Hampshire?
No. In New Hampshire, it's a funny kind of a place in the sense that a lot of people pretty much keep to themselves. And what they do is they could leave something on a corner of their yard. Nobody disturbs it. And I think it's because it's kind of like they respect property here. And also, it's very, you know, I don't want to call it conservative because you had so much of an influx from Massachusetts, where I'm originally from, but I came up here. I didn't want to necessarily change the lifestyle, but too many of the people that came from there do. And so the southern part of the state is like that. It's like Massachusetts North, in my opinion. I don't see any rioting, but you know and I know, and I'm sure Gwyneth will attest to it too, you know, desperate people will do desperate things, and if they don't get a handle on this and this doesn't straighten out and it continues with the supply chain disruptions to the point where there's shortages, let's just say, you know, a lot of people kind of feel like they're entitled to the point where they don't have any responsibilities, but they're entitled to basically have their 200-plus channels and all the benefits and all that, and just sit back and just not have to take responsibility for their own lives. And they're in for a very rude awakening. And those are the type of people who I think are going to, like those thugs you see breaking into stores and looting. I hate to say it, it could be only a matter of time. I pray that it's not. But if the country doesn't get back to God and get back to the values that we were raised in, let's just say this country will not be able to continue, nor will the world system that's built up over centuries. It could come down all around us. I pray it doesn't, but that's all I can say, Vincent.
Well, George, thanks so much for being with us.
All right, take care.
I appreciate it.
Bye.
Yeah. Gwyneth and I will be right back. Gwyneth, in New York City, the New York City Police Department, New York City's finest, said that it arrested fewer than 300 people last night. I believe that the number that have been arrested so far in New York City are like 20,000. I believe that's the number. I read that, but I can't prove it. We'll be right back with Gwyneth.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, as America burns, the Corona panic has been put on the back burner, and there is more and more exposure of people to get the coronavirus as a result of the abandoning of social distancing as the rioters are very close together. Donald Trump tweeted early this morning, according to Daily Mail, that his demand for police to, quote, get tough, end quote, as he privately abandons his plan to send in federal troops to quell looting after a shouting match between aides and backlash at his church photo opportunity. So Donald Trump is saying that he's tough. He's saying the National Guard is ready. And he demanded law and order, and but it seems like he might be backing down. And that's the problem with this particular president. We have seen time after time after time that he says something and reverses his position the same day or multiple times per day. He needs to get rid of all of his advisors, every one of them. And he needs to pay attention and do his own research because they are leading him astray. And he has, through his tweets, gotten himself the lowest rating of any president for one term in the United States. He's done it by himself. Well, with aid of people giving him bad advice, like the synagogue of Satan or the synagogue of greed. Gwyneth, any comments?
Okay. I'd like to say I'm really actually quite disappointed in Donald Trump. He had the greatest potential of any modern president of the United States. I'm certainly gladder that he got in than Hillary, but, well, he seems to have been playing a double game. It's like that he says one thing and then does almost the exact opposite. And, you know, the first few times you could sort of dismiss that and say, oh, well, you know, whatever. But, you know, afterwards, after that happened, like the sixth or seventh time that he, you know, took a public stance on something and then turned around and basically did the complete opposite that was just total tyranny, then, you know, I'm thinking, what the heck? You know? And I was feeling like, am I the only one who thinks that, you know, the whole of the United States and the whole of the world is being played for a chump by this guy? Does that make sense, Vincent? Like, for example, Julian Assange tried to warn people just before he went into solitary confinement that the president was not who they thought he was, you know? And that was one thing that really made me sit up and take notice, that we had all been taken for chumps and had been sold out by this man. That ultimately he was an actor on a stage, and that he knew that it was his job just to string us all along. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and here's something that's really not made the news very well. So in San Leandro, California, there is a Dodge dealership, an automobile dealership. San Leandro Chrysler Dodge. And it had the largest, or one of the largest, auto theft sprees in history. So what they did was they had cars on the lot, and they parked cars along the entrances and exits, so you couldn't get in or out. That was a precaution that they took. Well, people stole cars and rammed and rammed and rammed the cars, blocking the entrances and exits so they could get out. And they stole vehicles. How many? This number is staggering. 74. They stole 74 vehicles off a dealership lot. How is that possible? And where...
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population, guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The coronavirus pandemic may be easing in America, but it's not going to help millions of Americans who have lost their jobs because of it. Today's ADP monthly private payrolls jobs report for May shows 2.76 million more workers lost their jobs last month. Large businesses cut more than 1.6 million jobs, and 719,000 construction workers were let go. Many U.S. cities again saw protests in their streets last night following the death of George Floyd over a week ago at the hands of police in Minneapolis, but for the most part, it was a calmer night than previous nights, including in New York City. Though, Chief Terry Monahan says, many of those who do make trouble during these protests are there not because of Floyd's death.
There are groups within these live protests that are looking for nothing but trouble.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Reports are Attorney General William Barr was the one who ordered that peaceful protesters in a park across the street from the White House be pushed back on Monday evening so that President Trump could have a photo opportunity at a church there. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi continuing to blast the administration for it.
My daughter was there that night, and she called me, and she said, Mom, you wouldn't even believe it. These people were demonstrating peacefully, and all of a sudden, this barrage of security came through, using clubs to beat people.
Initial witness reports that police were using tear gas to disperse the crowd have been disproven. It turns out police were using pepper balls and flashbangs. There's a growing call for Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti to fire the city's police chief. Chance heard while Garcetti was addressing a crowd of protesters in downtown L.A. yesterday. LAPD Chief Michael Moore says the people causing violence in the streets have the blood of George Floyd on their hands. He later tweeted an apology. The warmer weather is not likely to slow the spread of coronavirus, according to Dr. Francis Collins of the National Institutes of Health. Writing in a blog post yesterday, the climate will only matter if a large portion of the population has already built up immunity or resistance to the infection. And tropical storm Cristobal in the Atlantic could gain strength as it approaches the northern Gulf Coast this weekend. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This can be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So according to Yahoo.com, the Los Angeles Police Department and the FBI are collecting protest and looting footage as evidence for future arrests. So class, here's the thought. You know they have facial recognition. You know they have GPS tracking on cell phones. You know that they can track you within 3 feet of where you are. So you put this together and you say, wow, they say 6-foot distancing, for the coronavirus. Well, is it 6 foot distancing because that the accuracy of GPS tracking is 3 feet? So I want to make sure they get you and not get you confused with someone standing closer than, you know, 3 feet from you. Is that why they're using 6 feet? That's entirely possible. That's another conspiracy theory. That could be as well as all the other conspiracy theories. They could be fact as well. Now, the police departments have the cameras. They've got surveillance. You've got people who have these Amazon doorbells, Ring doorbells, and they have cameras in them, and they photograph and send to the police images and video that they capture. Cameras are everywhere. So, and you've got cell phones. So if people are taking their cell phones with them on these protests, they've got to be crazy, out of their minds, because they're saying, hey, just follow me along. And later on, a couple months from now, you may get a knock on your door saying, yeah, we know you were here. We've got the records. We've got the proof. We know that's you. And you could be arrested.
Actually, that happened in Australia, Vincent.
Mm-hmm.
That happened in Australia. And I've got the footage of it. I've actually got an account or a channel on a site called library.tv. That's LBRY.tv. Okay? If anyone wants to go to LBRY.tv, and search for Gwyneth Isaac, they will come across my channel there. And I have another channel which is called Blocked Videos. So if you go to library.tv and you search for Blocked Videos, then you will see my channel. And you'll know that it's my channel because the thumbnail for that channel is a padlock with a skull and crossbones on the padlock, okay? And it's quite interesting. If I come across a video that I think is going to be purged off the internet, then I will put it on Blocked Videos. So that's just another little bit of work that I'm doing. And one of them was a video where a woman who lives in Melbourne was at a protest in Melbourne. And a few days later, she received a knock at her door. And the police were there, the Victoria police were there, and they were trying to give her a $1,500 fine for breaching social distancing. So that's exactly what you're talking about, you know. Another thing that I said on my Facebook page is, wow, gosh, I wonder how long it's going to take for people who are gang members to figure out the benefit of this mask-wearing rule. I'm not advocating that anybody do anything, but I thought, wow, I can't believe that they're actually doing this, because it's not going to take very long for gang members to realize the possibilities of this. Okay. What you're saying about the cell phones is absolutely on the money. People ought to, if they want to film these sorts of protests, they need to get a GoPro, because GoPros do not have, generally, you would have to look at the specifications of your particular little camera and pick a camera that does not have GPS tracking on it and does not have a location function on it. But, yeah, if you want to take a camera to these sorts of protests, I would advise doing so just for, you know, the purposes of historical documentation and so on. But make sure that the location tracking is inactivated, or better still, make sure that there is no location tracking on your camera. Not all of them have location and GPS tracking on them. So that would be something that you could take advantage of there. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, absolutely. And class, British 5G towers have been set on fire because people believe that 5G disables the body's ability to effectively fight the coronavirus, makes a person weaker. Norm Shealy has even, I believe he's even said that on this broadcast, that this electromagnetic radiation weakens the body's defense system, its immune system. So what's happening in Canada and in England are 5G towers have been set on fire by I don't know who. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this, if the protests of George Floyd have gone thousands of miles across the sea to other countries such as in England and in Germany and in France and in Australia, and if that happened with the murder of George Floyd in the United States, is it possible that people are going to start burning down cell phone towers in the United States? Of course, I'm not suggesting that people do this. I'm just saying that this is entirely a possibility because people have had it. And frankly, I think they are running out of things to burn, slash, crash, bash, and trash in the cities. It was a couple days ago, 145 cities experiencing protests and violence and looting and rioting in the United States. And next day it was 200. I don't know what the number is today. I'm sure it's higher than 200. Now, in New York City, when I mentioned trash, the city is picking up 2,000 trash cans. Why would they do that? You know, you would think that people would put their trash in the trash cans. No, I think that's because they'd rather pick up the trash, meaning the city of New York would rather pick up all this trash on the streets and not have those trash cans become projectiles to bash through more windows. I think that's what the reason that they're picking up the trash cans is all about. So I'm expecting to read, and I'm not advocating this, but I'm expecting to read more reports of more violence. I don't think this is going to stop tonight, regardless of what the guy in the big house is demanding, whether he demands the police do it or not. If they follow his orders, I think it's going to be worse. I've said that many, many, many times. But picking up the trash cans in New York City is one more attempt to slow the spread of violence. And the other thing that I said here on USA Prepares is those $1,200 checks, I believed, were, before they were sent out, I said, I believe the purpose of these checks is to delay the rioting in the streets. And once the checks come out, they're going to have to keep coming out, or there's going to be more violence in the streets. So I would suspect that when the president calms down and thinks about this and says, I think we got to send some more checks out, maybe $1,200 isn't enough. Maybe 2,000 is the number per person, man, woman, and child in the United States. Maybe that's it. And here's what's happening. This is not commonly known, but, you know, schools have been shut down. And I believe the number is $300 in the corrupt state of Missouri. So if you had a child in school in Missouri in the public school system, the public training camp, and your child is not going to school because the school's been shut down, I believe that the state is giving you another $300 for meals for that child. Because that child, if that child was enrolled in the free meal program, like, you know, breakfast and lunch. So because the child is not going to school, there's another $15 a day that the child would be getting for those school days missed. Now, what about Saturdays and Sundays? So there's like 21 school days in a month of 30 days. Well, it seems that the government will give you $15 extra per school day in the state of Missouri if your child was enrolled in the free or reduced lunch program. Or $10 per calendar day, which would be 30 days times 10, $300. That's the kind of stuff that's going on. So if you are, and where's that money coming from? I guess that would be coming from like real estate taxes, like our farm real estate taxes and other people who pay taxes on their real estate. Because if you don't pay your real estate taxes, the government will steal your property at the muzzle of a gun. You know, kind of like what the police are doing all over the country. But they'll just steal your farms or houses or properties or land one at a time. So this has got to stop. The overtaxation has got to stop. The people are absolutely, positively frosted. So, what do we want as people? We want lower taxes. We want less oppression by the government. We want less surveillance, less spying, less collection of data, less intervention in our lives. That's what we the people want. And I'm probably closest aligned to libertarian. That would probably describe me. Jefferson, Thomas Jefferson, libertarian. Small government. Help your neighbor. Help your family. Work with your neighbors. Cooperate with your neighbors. Not fight with your neighbors. But the government has caused division. Division and oppression. And it's got to stop. And maybe Derek Chenault is the guy who will be remembered for the burning of America. Gwyneth?
Yeah, I think that, oh my gosh, things are not going to go back to normal. There is no going back to how things were before, okay? It's a thing of you're going to have to adjust to, there's the phrase that's been bandied about in the mainstream media, which is new normal. But you know, their idea of new normal and my idea of new normal and your idea of new normal are quite different things. Okay. My idea of new normal was, well, you know, I'll keep doing what I've always been doing for the last few years. But maybe with a little bit less blue team interference, because they are going to be thrown under the bus in this whole process, okay? Because they are being shown to the weak, thuggish cowards that they really are through this whole thing. And when the people stand up to them, they are running away with their tails between.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
With more more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth, during the commercial break, I decided to click on the calculator on my screen. And I did some simple arithmetic. Class, Gwyneth, this is absolutely astonishing. So, according to Zero Hedge, factory orders in the United States of America crashed by the most in American history. Factory orders have never fallen as much ever in the history of the United States in 1 month. So here's the numbers. So in March of this year, 2020, factory orders collapsed 10.4% month over month. So March as compared to the previous March a year ago. In April, they collapsed 13%. And people might think, 13%, that's nothing. But in 2 months, that's 23.4% collapse. So if we average those two numbers for March and April, you get an average of 11.7% drop in factory orders. And then if you say, so what happens if this continues for just 6 months, including March and April, so through August of this year. August isn't that far away, right? If this continues through August, that would be a 70.2% collapse in factory orders.
Wow.
What does that mean? I'll tell you what it means. If a business, let's say a landlord who has, a large apartment complex. If that apartment complex is not 95% occupied, that business is losing money. And if it continues, it will go bankrupt. It's as simple as that. We are talking about 70% collapse, meaning 30% of what it was. Okay, before before March. That tells me that there is no recovery of these factories. They cannot come back, in my opinion. Now, my education, my formal 6 years of education in finance and economics, which includes a bachelor's and master's degree in it, that tells me that they're not coming back. That's how serious this is. And that was before the rioting started. These numbers were before the rioting. This was just as a result of the government shutdowns, the ordering people not to go to work. It's not coming back anytime soon, class, in my opinion. Gwyneth and I have been saying it for a long time. We've been saying this is coming. Here it is, and we've been saying it's not going to come back soon. It takes a long time to build a business. It takes a lot of money to build a business. Elon Musk wouldn't be able to do what he's doing without government money. He would not be able to do it. Neither would Verizon or Apple or any of these other companies that are selling secret information to the government. They wouldn't be able to do it without government money. Mom and pops are not going to be able to come back easily. It's going to be brutal. You're going to see people losing their houses, their farms, their properties, their businesses at an ever-increasing rate. Art Bell used to refer to this as the quickening. So as we go down, we'll go down faster and faster and faster and faster and faster, and it'll keep getting worse as I see it. Now, I hope to be proven wrong, and I'll eat my words, but I don't think I'm going to have to. Gwyneth?
Okay. I think that you're absolutely on the money there once again. And, you know, when I keep agreeing with you, it's not just because I'm agreeing with you. It's because this is how the world is, okay? If you get somebody who is on a government teat, okay, and they are not using that government check to build up their own life to the point where they're not going to be reliant on the government anymore, they are a darn fool, okay? They are, if anybody is getting any handouts or any helicopter money from the government, their first priority needs to be to accumulate as much food storage in their house as they possibly can, okay? Their second priority needs to be to put in a vegetable garden and to get some sort of protein production happening through rabbits, chickens, small livestock, whatever they can, because this is not going back to anything like it used to be. And, you know, people need, you know, you're right when you said that it's, we're right when we said that it's not going to go back to how
Gwyneth,
it used to be.
We're out of time. Gwyneth, we're out of time. Thanks so much for being with us and sharing your late night with us. Gwyneth Isaacs.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.